BBC News, hello, I'm Eileen McHugh. Rebel forces say they've reached the outskirts of Syria's third largest city, Homs, as government troops struggle to contain advances from factions across the country. The HTS Islamist group has already captured Aleppo and Hama since it began a surprise offensive just over a week ago. Frank Gardner assesses President Assad's prospects of staying in power.
This is the biggest threat. I mean, it's an existential threat to the 60-year-old regime of the al-Assads in Syria. So before Bashar al-Assad, there was his father, Hafez al-Assad, who ruled Syria as part of this Ba'athist regime since the 1960s. And this is the most serious threat in Bashar's time. I think the big difference is that the last time there was a serious threat was 2015, and Russia wasn't as stretched as it is today in Ukraine. Iran was much stronger. Both Iran and Russia and Hezbollah in Lebanon all came to Bashar's aid.
The far-right front-runner in Romania's presidential elections has said the country's democracy is under attack. Galin Georgescu's comments came hours after Romania's constitutional court scrapped the presidential elections 2 days before the decisive final round. The incumbent president said intelligence indicated Mr. Georgescu had benefited from an online campaign supported by a foreign government. Sarah Rainsford reports.
Cancelling the whole election is controversial, including among those who oppose and even fear Mr. Georgescu. But instead of calling for protests, he has called for calm, vowing that change would come still to Romania. In Bucharest tonight, the streets have not been flooded with his angry supporters. For now, the outgoing president will stay in office until new elections next year. Klaus Iohannis has defended the court judges, saying that this was an issue of national security.
Police in the Georgian capital Tbilisi have used water cannon and tear gas to try to disperse protesters on one of the city's main streets. Reports say special forces have cleared the area surrounding parliament and have made several arrests. Protester Alexander Kavdaradze says people are there to defend democracy, not promote a particular political party.
They're trying to tie this protest to certain political parties. That's not the case. People here, the vast majority of people here, are not affiliated to with any parties, any political parties. We're here because we believe in the European democratic future of this country.
Demonstrations have been held in the Greek capital Athens to mark the 16th anniversary of the shooting dead of a teenage boy by police. Clashes later erupted in the Exarchia district, where Alexis Grigoropoulos was shot in 2008 with bins set alight and missiles hurled at police. World News from the BBC. The search for the killer of a US health insurance boss has widened beyond New York to New Jersey and Connecticut. Brian Thompson was shot dead on Wednesday in what's been described as a targeted attack. Police say the suspected gunman arrived in Manhattan 10 days before the shooting and checked into a youth hostel using fake ID. The head of Burkina Faso's military government has dismissed the country's prime minister. The announcement by Captain Ibrahim Traoré was read out on national television. No reason was given for the move. Apollinaire Joachim Kilem de Tambela had been in the post since the October 2022 coup that brought Captain Traoré to power. A former British paratrooper has appeared in court in Northern Ireland to plead not guilty to the murder of two people during what's known as the Bloody Sunday disturbances in 1972 in the Bogside area of Londonderry. The defendant, known as Soldier F, also denied five counts of attempted murder at the hearing. Chris Page reports.
Soldier F was screened from view behind a blue curtain which stretched from the floor to the ceiling. The former paratrooper is charged with two counts of murder in relation to the deaths of James Ray and William McKinney. They were among the 13 civilians who were shot dead by the army in the Bogside area of the city, where most residents were from the Irish nationalist community. Lawyers for the bereaved families argued the anonymity order protecting Soldier F's identity should be lifted. The judge rejected the application, saying Republican paramilitaries were a threat to the veteran's safety.
In Britain, the online news company Tortoise Media is to buy the world's oldest Sunday newspaper, The Observer. The announcement came despite a 48-hour strike this week by more than 500 journalists opposed to the deal at The Guardian and Observer newspapers. The Observer dates back to 1791. BBC News.